Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Carrie Newhoff's book, Didn't See It Coming. Sophie, I have to ask, did this one hit a little close to home for you?
Oh, it absolutely did. Sam, this book is basically a mirror. Newhoff's whole point is that the biggest threats to our happiness and character aren't the obvious external ones. They're the quiet, internal ones we never see coming. And he names 7 of them.
Right. And the first one he talks about is cynicism. I think a lot of people wear cynicism like it's a badge of honor, like being skeptical makes you smart.
Exactly. He says cynicism is actually a lazy defense mechanism. It's easier to be cynical than to stay hopeful and engaged. And it's poison. It numbs your passion and blinds you to possibility.
Yeah, I've definitely been there. You start expecting the worst, and then you stop trying. The antidote he offers isn't naive optimism, it's courageous hope, choosing to stay in the game even when it's disappointing.
And then there's compromise. Not the big dramatic fall, but the slow erosion of standards. He says character is built in thousands of small decisions when nobody's watching.
That one scared me a little. Success itself makes you feel entitled, like the rules don't apply. You cut one corner, then another, and suddenly you're someone you don't recognize.
Right. His fix is radical accountability and a clear set of non-negotiable values. You need margin in your life to reflect and ask yourself, am I becoming who I want to be?
The third threat is what he calls a disconnected life. We're more connected than ever online, but we're starving for real intimacy. He says the greatest damage happens when we're isolated.
Yes. You need a small circle of people who will tell you the truth. The successful leader with no true friends is one bad decision away from disaster. It's terrifying, but vulnerability is the only path to resilience.
Then there's comparison. Social media makes this almost impossible to avoid. We compare our behind-the-scenes struggles with everyone else's highlight reels.
Comparison is a thief. It steals joy, focus, and purpose. His solution is gratitude and defining success on your own terms. Celebrate others without feeling threatened.
Number 5 is pride. And he doesn't mean taking pride in your work. He means the kind of pride that makes you unteachable. The voice that says you're right and you don't need to apologize.
Pride makes you brittle. Humility, on the other hand, is thinking of yourself less. It's being able to say, I was wrong and really mean it.
The 6th one is misplaced identity. We anchor our sense of self in things that can be taken away, our career, our relationships, and our reputation. And when those things wobble, we crumble.
He calls it identity theft. The key is finding a core identity that doesn't depend on external circumstances. For him, it's spiritual, but the principle is universal. You are not what you do or what you have.
And the final threat is an unguarded heart. Everything flows from your inner world. If your heart is full of cynicism and pride, your life will reflect that. But we obsess over our to-do lists while our souls starve.
He says we need regular rhythms of reflection and solitude. Slow down, monitor what you let in, create space for silence. Guard your heart like it's the most important thing, because it is.
You know, the thing I'm taking away from this is just the idea of checking in with myself. Asking, where am I drifting? It's not about perfection. It's about catching the drift before it's too late.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Well, I think that's the takeaway. We can row against the current. It's possible to change course.
Yeah, the book is a warning, but it's also a roadmap. It asks us if we have the courage to look honestly at ourselves. And that's the question that determines everything. We'll see you in the next one.